It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton. It is once again time for us to spend about 15 minutes and talk about the outdoors. Now, today's show is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. You can go online to biggame.org and learn all about the Dallas Safari Club. Also brought to you by Brute Outdoors, home of the Brute Box Coolers. This website is bruteoutdoors.com. Today I thought we would scattergun a few lakes up in north and northeast Texas and see how the fishing's going at different places. I'd like us to start this morning up at Lake Texoma. Now, Larry Sparks with Sparky's Guide Service has been a guest many times, and he stays on the cutting edge of striper fishing. Larry, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Luke.
Glad to have you with us. The stripers have been in the spawn mode for a while. Where are they right now? Are they? You guys have been catching them on the main lake pretty good here lately, haven't you?
Hey, it's crazy, Luke. They're just in the biting mode, man. I tell you what, I know we've got, you know, our big fish have moved up. Now I'm talking about, you know, the 10 to 20-pound fish, and we have caught a lot of those fish in the last few months. But they've kind of moved up into the spawn, but we're catching them anywhere up to 7 pounds, from 3 to 7 pounds. It's just been fabulous. It don't matter if we're using bait, Luke, or sassy shads, which we got David, which he's a sassy shad king, as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
Never seen anybody can do what he can do. And I don't think there's a lot of people that can do what he can do, including myself. I wish I could, but he's just taking them fish by. It's just unreal. But I had a good, me and my son Eddie, we all fished this weekend. Eddie and I used the bait. We did very well. Everything we're doing. I mean, you can't hardly do anything wrong right now except not be there.
Right. Well, Larry, right now, in years past, is when the really good fishing starts. From now through May, a lot of people that fish Texoma once a year, they wait until late April and May. The surprising thing for me at Texoma this spring is the fact that it never got, the fish never did scatter and get tough to catch, or they haven't yet.
No, they haven't yet, you know, and that kind of scares me a little bit, but I just don't think it's going to happen. I mean,
yeah, it should have happened.
Yeah, it should have already happened, and it really hasn't. And you know, you're talking about May, but, you know, our fishing, our June and July is, it can't get any better. I mean, you get out there early morning in June and July, and I'll guarantee you, you're done before it gets too hot to be out there.
You bet.
And the
Larry, that's
fishing is phenomenal.
In the summer, June and July, that's when those stripers make those long runs every
morning.
They
go to the dam. They like the deep water.
Yeah. And they make the long runs chasing shad, and I fished it for years during that period myself, and, you know, that's when I always call it leapfrog. You'll set up in front of them, get ready, one school to, you know, after a while, the schools slow down, then you go on up a mile or two, don't
that's
you?
That's right.
Set up
on. It's when they come through, it's every rod you've got down, you got to fish.
That's the truth. But right now, live shad are working good, and also you're telling me the sassy shad, if that's what you know how to fish, the artificials, you're catching them. Are most of the fish relating to the Washita or the Red River ledge, close to the ledges?
Yeah, they are, Luke, and to a degree, and, you know, we're catching some, though, off the ledges, you know, in about 20 to 30 foot water. That seems to be what David's doing mostly, and it's been awful good. We've having a few birds work too. Not all the time. They're not like they'll be, you know, like you're talking about when they make the big run, in the middle of the lake. But you'll see a few birds start, and you better be there.
Yeah.
And
right.
If you want some, I mean, fast action, because it'll be that way.
You bet. Folks, our guest is guy Larry Sparks, my buddy Sparky up at Lake Texoma. You can always go online to Sparky's Guide Service, Sparky's, Sparky's Guide Service, and Facebook. You post a lot of the pictures. I've seen them here actually early this morning on Facebook, Larry. So, man, that's some good-looking striper catches right there.
It is. I mean, we put all three, Eddie's and myself, and David, we've got them all there that we caught yesterday, and it's pretty amazing what we did.
Well,
I mean,
let's leave a phone number for people that might want to learn more about fishing up at Lake Texoma. How can they reach you, Larry?
It's 580-916-2293, and on Facebook, just Sparky's Guide Service on Facebook, and look at those pictures. They'll enjoy it.
You bet. Well, thanks a lot, Larry. We'll get you back, like always, throughout the month. I like to get you on at least once a month, maybe twice when the patterns change, and we'll get you talking striper fishing again real soon, okay?
You bet, Luke. You have a big day.
All right, buddy.
Now, folks, I tell you what it's time to do. Let's go to Lake Fork. Guide Seth Vanover is always on the scene out there at Fork fishing for crappie, bass, and catfish. Seth, good morning, partner. How you doing?
I'm great, Luke. How are you, sir?
Oh, it's a good day, man. Tell us what's been going on in your world down at Lake Fork with the fishing.
Well, hot, cold. That's the fishing and the weather.
Yeah.
It's the weather's got everything tore up, but we're still finding some fish, some good numbers, and it's mainly underbridge columns.
Now, you're talking crappie first, right? Talking crappie fishing. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Right.
We're getting the numbers, and they come in spurts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this past weekend, in a three-hour period, we caught 36 fish.
Mm.
And then it just shut off like a light switch.
Wild. That's wild. And it's been like that for a few weeks, hasn't it?
Yes, sir. And it looks like it's going to be that way for a couple of more weeks, too, with this cold weather coming back in.
Uh-huh. Well, are you dropping any bait down on those largemouth bass?
We have not done that in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
I'm seeing some big ones on the beds. Ooh, I'm seeing some big old bass on the beds, but we just haven't gone fishing for those here lately.
Been targeting the crappie, I guess.
Yes, sir.
Well, Seth, how about if someone wants to come to Lake Fork and fish for catfish right now?
Catfishing. If you want a boatload of catfish, it doesn't get much easier than it does right now. They're in 25 foot of water, and you know me, my old staple, drop a chicken liver down there, and you better hang on.
Oh, man.
We are whopping catfish right now.
And like we always mention, I really do believe that Lake Fork has, when we're talking channel catfish, on the average, it's got some bigger ones. They average bigger than a lot of lakes because catching, you know, a 3-pound channel cat for people looking for something for a fish fry is perfect. I mean, it's twice the meat of a pound and a halfer, you know, but
right.
There's a lot of 3-pounders, isn't it? You know?
Oh, it's 3-pounders. That's about our average. We've been catching them up to 9 pounds in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, man.
And, I mean, just having a ball with it, and it's so easy and it's so fun.
Well, I've got an outdoor show in Waco. I might mention that to everyone too while we're talking here. The Predator and Wild Hog Expo actually starts this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday down at the Waco Convention Center. It's going to be an awesome event, Seth, and everyone listening. I just happened to think about that. I'd like to get down there and fish with you, but I'm committed on that. Wysoon's going to be there. They're going to have the Pig Man down there, who I've never met the Pig Man, but Larry and I are going to share a booth, Wysoon. And it's going to be some interesting people down there. So tell everybody, you know, there's a website called PredatorHogExpo.com. You can learn all about it. Maybe you can get loose, Seth, but I imagine you're going to be fishing.
Oh, yeah. I'm fishing until
yeah.
about here to August.
You are locked down, buddy. Well,
yes,
that's
sir.
A real good report. I would like you to give your website and phone number.
All right. My website is lakeforkcatandcrappie.com, and you can reach me anytime at 903-736-4557.
Well, Seth, thank you very much, and we'll get you back here in a couple of weeks, and we'll do another fishing roundup. What do you say?
All right, bud. I appreciate it.
Folks, let's shift gears and head over to Lake Levan. Now, guide Billy Kilpatrick lives right there on the shores of Lake Levan up at Farmersville, and he fishes the lake year-round. There's an event coming up, a fishing event. We're going to call it event because the shad here pretty quickly are going to start coming into the banks, and these white bass come in by the thousands, and fishing from the bank is really good. Billy, are you with us this morning, buddy?
Oh, yeah. How you doing this morning?
I'm fine. And you know, I call it a fishing event. when those shad start running the banks every well, they're in there at night, and in about daylight for the first 2 to 3 hours, the fishing couldn't be any more simple. Tell us about that and when you expect that to start, Billy.
Well, actually, here in the last 3 to 4 days, we've been doing some crappie fishing and seeing quite a bit of shad coming into the shallows early in the morning, like you said, you know, for the first couple of hours. But last weekend, this month, and then through the whole month of May is always a phenomenal time to catch sand bass. The shad run every morning. You can catch them at all the boat ramps, any main lake points, windy points. You know, just get you a cast net and a 5 gallon bucket and go out there and get you some and go fishing.
And what you talk about, you're talking about catching the shad first. And they get when those sand bass get after them, I fished out there with you a lot. And it's common on a windy day when the wind's coming into the bank to see those shad up on the bank flopping around when they really start pushing them, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you don't even need a net. You just reach down, grab them, put them on your hook.
Tell us about how you rig up, Billy, for these fish from the bank fishing like this. What kind of bait, you know, how you're rigging the baits and what kind of gear you need.
Right, yeah. I usually use a catfish true turn, about a 2-aught catfish hook, and I put about an ounce ball about probably 10 inches above it where it can't slide down on the hook itself, and just worm the shad on like you would actually a red worm. And you know, if you want to catch 2 at a time, you put 2 on there. If you want to catch 3 at a time, you put 3 on there, because however many shad you put on your line, you're going to catch that many sand bass every time you throw out.
And those are a lot of people don't realize how good eating those sand bass are, but I love them, and you do too. You can marinate those fillets in a little buttermilk and Louisiana hot sauce if you want to. And I think, Billy, a sand bass that's going to be, you know, 12, 13 inches long, there's very little red meat in those smaller ones, you know?
That's exactly right. And, you know, for people who have doubts in their mind about how good they are, all you have to do is come out here on any day in the month of May and go to any of these main lake points, and you'll see people fishing there every morning for them out there. And trust me, they're not catching them to throw them back.
They have some Lake Crisco, an appointment with Lake Crisco, don't they, Billy?
That's right.
Well, and then, too, I guess it's what you're telling us is it's an easy fishing, and I've even fished with you and used number 1, number 2 crappie hooks. And sometimes, you know, if you're going to lose some tackle there, I mean, you're going to get hung up some. If you do use the wire hooks, I mean, they'll pull free and you can keep on fishing, can't you?
That's exactly right. You know, sometimes it's good to fish sometimes with a little bit heavier duty hook than that, because sometimes, you know, like catfish
run. Those blues, yeah.
Sand bass, too. So it's not unusual to catch you, you know, a 2 to 3 to 4 to maybe 5 pound blue while you're catching these sand bass, too.
I remember the first time I fished with you, Billy, out there in that type of fishing. It's been a long time ago. You caught about a 6 pound, this is on cut dead, I mean not cut, just threaded on dead shad, about a 6 pound bass, black bass, and we hammered them. I said, this is a style of fishing that I want to mark my calendar for every year, and I do. I'm going to get out there, and we're going to catch you some, and probably bring some cooking oil and a Coleman stove and have us another fish fry, Billy. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, that sounds good to me. We can do that just about any time you want to, and I'll be waiting for sure.
All right, man. Let's leave your phone number. People might want to give you a call and touch base with you.
Sure. My cell phone number is 214-232-7847.
Thank you, Billy, and we'll get you back again real soon. If you'll stay on the line, we'll talk just a little bit more in a couple of minutes, okay?
Sure. Thanks, Luke.
All right. Thank you. Folks, we are out of time for today's show. Remember, this show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website is biggame.org. Also made possible by Brute Outdoors, home of the Brute Box Coolers. And this website for Brute Outdoors is simply bruteoutdoors.com. Make sure and tune in next week. And also remember, you can listen to this all the time. It's archived at ketr.org.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.